On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace. Earlier this month, a Toyota employee filed a sexual harassment suit against her former boss. Both are Japanese, but they work for Toyota in the U.S. She accused him of unwanted sexual advances and is seeking $190 million in damages. The case raises questions about what laws govern foreign companies operating in the U.S. To learn more, we called Bill Milani. He heads the International Labor and Employment Law Practice at Epstein, Becker & Green in New York, and he advises foreign businesses about laws on sexual harassment.
The laws here in the United States that govern the workplace apply with full force to foreign-owned businesses here. There is not a distinction insofar as most all of those laws are concerned. There are certain treaties that apply, giving rights to a limited extent to foreign-owned businesses in connection with assigning some of their senior management here to the United States.
What about the bosses or the executives? Are they sophisticated as regards something like sexual harassment, which is what's at issue here?
My experience has been that in recent years, foreign-owned businesses have become increasingly aware of the importance of their expatriates assigned here being trained so that there is a greater sense of what the workplace policies and procedures are here, where the lines are, and the do's and don'ts.
Have you encountered in your work any cultural differences?
I don't want to make light of the fact that there are differences in cultures and differences in laws that impact the workplace here. I think it's fair to say that in the U.S., greater progress has been made than in some other countries. And so I think another issue is that one, when we see foreign companies doing business in the States, that there is part of the work we do with those clients is to emphasize to them that under our laws, race, color, religion, sex, national origin, none of those things are an appropriate impediment to someone's hire and advancement.
What is the biggest difference, if you will, or biggest pitfall that face foreign companies working in the United States given the legal environment, and even at this point in time, the social environment as regards sexual harassment?
The challenge with respect to sexual harassment is ensuring that at all levels there is an awareness of what our law requires insofar as the treatment of employees are concerned, and to the extent that there are issues raised, how vital it is that they be promptly and thoroughly investigated, and if there is wrongdoing found, that it be addressed.
Bill Milani is a lawyer with Epstein, Becker & Green in New York.